This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Salatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the class of Ulum al-Quran. Today, inshallah, we will discuss the munafiqeen in Surah Al-Baqarah. The hypocrites in Surah Al-Baqarah. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he mentioned the description of the pious, their characters, their characteristics, in four ayat, he mentioned the disbelievers. And the disbelievers were mentioned in two ayat, in ayah number 6 and ayah number 7. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Verily, those who disbelieve, it is the same to them, whether you warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَى سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَى أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah has set a seal on their hearts and on their hearings, and on their eyes there is a covering. Theirs will be a great punishment. These two ayat are talking about the disbelievers. So first we have the pious, then we have the disbelievers, and then we have the hypocrites. Now, in these two ayat, I want you to read them again. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. It is the same, whether you warn them or you do not warn them, it will be the same. Don't you understand from this ayah, as long as it's the same, then why do we call the kuffar to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it's the same? How do you understand this ayah correctly? What do we say? Yeah.
Those are the non-believers, that they stay non-believers.
Yeah.
We don't know who they are. He knows who they are.
Who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah is telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the disbelievers, whether you warn them or you don't warn them. Are you with me or you're somewhere else? Because I don't see any interaction.
The disbelievers here, he didn't specify which disbelievers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam know. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the disbelievers, and never, those may be the group that they will never believe.
Yeah.
But we don't know that.
So we don't know who they are.
Yes.
So that's not an excuse for us
to not
to give da'wah. So, again, because some people will come and say, why do you preach Islam? Why do you tell them about Islam? Why do you talk about Islam? If Allah wanted to guide them, they will be guided. But Allah says here that the disbelievers, they will not be guided. Whether you warn them or you do not warn them, it's the same. So if it's the same, then why do you call them? Well, let's say it's the same. Even if you know that those people will not believe, it's still your job to deliver the message. Your job is not to wait for them to believe or disbelieve. Your job is to deliver the message. Even if you know for sure. Now again, what Hisham said is correct. We don't know who they are. But in case someone disbelieved, we invited them, we called them, we did our best to preach Islam to them, yet they did not respond, then we can apply this ayah. We tried our best, but they disbelieved. Always remember the context. Now this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to remind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, sometimes there will be people who will not believe. So it's to comfort the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained why in the second ayah, ayah number 7. Allah has set a seal on their hearts. Now if there is a seal, that means the message will not penetrate until this seal is broken. Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, in the book, he mentioned interesting thing about the seal, because there are different layers. There is a seal, there is lock, أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا, and there is a stamp. طبع الله عليها. So there is a stamp, lock and seal. You need to know what's the difference in each one. Go to the book, page 105. Ibn Kathir Rahimahullah mentioned the difference and the importance. Not now. That's your job later. So what's the khatm, tab' and qafl? All of them are layers on the hearts. And on their eyes, there is covering. Now, does that mean, be with me, 121. Does that mean, if you open up the heart of the disbeliever, you will find a lock or a stamp? No, but that's what Allah says. There is a seal on their hearts. Don't you believe what Allah says? What does that mean? Is there covering on their eyes? We don't see it. So it's not there. So
it is there. We also don't see the judgment day. We believe it.
Yes. So we believe in things that we do not see. Even these locks, they are not physical. But it is there. Just like the physical locks. And that's the Quran, the style of the Quran. The Quran always gives you the parables of physical things to relate to the things that you don't see. If you have a room and it is locked, you cannot go there. So no matter how you try, you cannot go there until it's opened. So the same thing with the heart. The message will not reach the heart until this seal is broken, until this lock is opened. So that's the reason why those people, they disbelieve. Now, the last word, and this is what's mentioned in the book. Torment gives a negative meaning. Torment is to someone who doesn't deserve it. That's what we say, torment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not use torment. Allah uses punishment. Because those people, they deserve it. Again, this is one of the issues of tafsir. You have always to watch the words you choose for translation for tafsir. So it's not torment, it is punishment. Change that. Always in the Quran, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all just. He punishes people because they deserve it. Now we're moving to ayah number 8, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts talking about the hypocrites. We have 13 ayah, from ayah 8 until ayah 20. 13 ayah about the hypocrites. And it is in the book from page 124 until 150. You have 150 pages. Okay. Now, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, now this is the description of the hypocrites? Or what did Allah say? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And of the people, a group that they say we believe, yet they don't believe. Allah did not even mention the name, the hypocrites. Why? Why do we come and say they are the hypocrites? What if they are not the hypocrites? Allah knows. And the people don't know. Again, this is the style of the Quran. Sometimes it doesn't give you the title, but you know what's the name of them. It gives you the description, so you know Allah is talking about whom. Allah mentioned the pious and the disbelievers. Then He mentioned a third group in between. What is this third group? If they are not believers nor disbelievers, they are the hypocrites. That's their description. And this is actually more effective when Allah gives you the description. So you be careful. The name itself is not an issue. Whether they were labeled munafiqeen or whatever, Allah did not mention that name. In other ayat, Allah mentioned, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ. There is an entire chapter, entire surah. It's called Surah Al-Munafiqun, the 28th juz. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not name them, but we know for sure who they are. Now why Allah started with the pious, and then He moved to the disbelievers, and then the hypocrites. Why? Why didn't Allah start with the hypocrites? Yes.
The worst.
So if they are the worst, you start with them or you leave them at the end?
Like they went from the good to the bad.
Yes, you start, this is the sunnah. You start with the good thing, you start with the pious. Again, their issue is more complicated. So it needs, that's why 13 ayah are mentioned about the hypocrites. So they, it was suitable to be mentioned at the end. All the ayat in the Quran in this order for a reason. Allah does not mention anything haphazardly. There is a reason. So now we are talking about the hypocrites. So what's the meaning of hypocrite? What's the meaning of the hypocrite? Yes?
Someone who's pretending to believe, but in their heart they don't believe, and behind the people's back.
Someone who pretends to believe, but they don't believe. In their back, they disbelieve. So if someone claimed that he believes in Jesus and in the back he is a Jew, he's a hypocrite.
Or believing in being Muslim.
Yes.
In
the religious term, the hypocrites are those who show belief in the true religion while they disbelieve. But linguistically, yes, you're right. Linguistically, munafiq, the hypocrite is the one who shows something and he hides something else. That's the hypocrite, linguistically. And it was derived from the whole of an animal called jarbu', the rat, the desert rat. It was known in Arabia, it has two holes. So if a danger came, you think that there is only one escape, while there are two. And that's why it's called nafaq. Even until now, linguistically, they say nafaq for the tunnel underground. Why? Because they don't see it. That's why it's called nifaq. Because you have two ways. You think there is one way only, but it's two ways. That's where the word is derived from. Nifaq is to show something, to show belief, and to hide disbelief. It started in Mecca or in Medina?
In Medina.
Why?
Because in Mecca, whether they were believers or non-believers.
In Mecca, whether they were believers or disbelievers. Because in Mecca, there was no need to conceal kufr. When do you have nifaq? When you have power, when the Islamic State is strong. In Mecca, Muslims were humiliated, they were harmed, they were abused by the disbelievers. If you become a Muslim, you have to face the difficulties. So there was no need to conceal kufr, because the kuffar were strong. While in Medina, the Muslims became strong. And the people who disbelieved, they wanted to enjoy this privilege. So they concealed their disbelief. That's when it started in Medina. And again, one of the characteristics of the Medinan ayat mentioning the hypocrites. Any ayat that mentions the hypocrites, it's Medinan ayat. Now scholars divide nifaq to two types. We have two types of nifaq. Nifaq, hypocrisy, is divided to two types. Practical hypocrisy. And that's the minor hypocrisy. Every one of us may fall in this category, the practical hypocrisy. And then we have hypocrisy in the religion. And that's the dangerous one. That's the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. So we have two types of hypocrisy. Practical hypocrisy, or hypocrisy in actions. How this happens? When you pray, you show people that you are sincere while you are hiding your evil intention, which is pleasing them instead of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is nifaq. It's practical hypocrisy. Does that take you out of the fold of Islam?
No,
it doesn't. It doesn't. So it is minor hypocrisy. While when you conceal disbelief and you show belief, then it is hypocrisy in the religion, in aqidah, in the belief. And that's the dangerous one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentioned which type? Both types, the first one, the second one. Which one? The first one. Yes. All the hypocrisy which is mentioned in the Quran is the hypocrisy in belief. While the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the characteristics of the practical hypocrisy. How many characteristics can we find for the hypocrite from the hadith of the Messenger ﷺ? Can you tell me? Four? Tell me. What are they?
Promise, they break a promise.
Yes, when they make a promise, they break their promise.
When they fight,
they transgress.
They transgress because they abuse their brother.
Yeah. وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرَ.
Yes, when they speak a lie.
When they lie in their speech. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ. When they are entrusted, they break.
And they break their promises.
Yeah, they betray the trust. With that, Tumina Khan. These are four characteristics. Could a Muslim possess these characteristics?
He could.
He's still a Muslim, but he's a hypocrite as well. Now, when we say he's a Muslim, he's still a Muslim. So that's not the dangerous one. It's still dangerous because, again, you don't know you are committing a sin, but you are not hiding this belief. You are committing a sin. Unlike the hypocrites who showed iman and they hid it, they hid kufr. So we start with the first ayah about the hypocrites, ayah number 8. And of mankind, there are some who say, we believe in Allah and the last day, while in fact, they don't believe. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Look at the style of the Quran and of mankind. Of mankind tells you that they are not so many, they are not all mankind, and they are not few. Of mankind. So it's a group of people. Again, the Quran is fair. It always gives you the correct number. There are some who say, we believe in Allah and the last day, while in fact they don't believe. What do you learn from this ayah?
It could be how people, they mentioned Arabs or Ajam.
Nifaq does not pertain to a race or nationality.
They tell you we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah.
Remember the sign of the hypocrite? They lie in their speech. You learn from here also. They say we believe, but they don't believe. What do you learn also? What do you learn?
You also don't believe in judgment
day. Are they believers or disbelievers? They are disbelievers. Why?
Because they don't believe in judgment
day. Allah says what? They do not believe. So they are disbelievers. Now again, you have to be careful. Whoever said, I am a Muslim, he is treated like what? He is treated like Muslim. That's what we know. We cannot know what's in their hearts. But in the judgment day, they are in the lowest depth of hellfire. They are disbelievers. So, are they believers or disbelievers? They are disbelievers. But in this life, they take the rulings of Muslims because we don't know. Is it enough for someone to say, I believe, to be considered believer?
His actions show, but it's enough for us.
For us, but in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not enough. Why?
Because Iman is different than Islam.
Iman is different than Islam. We'll discuss this issue in the book of Iman. But here, from this ayah, how do we learn this? That's the tafsir. Always, when you read an ayah, try to derive the lessons. How many lessons can you get? They said, we believe. If saying is enough, it should be enough for them. And Allah would have accepted it from them. But it was not enough. Allah said, they say, we believe, but they are not believers. This tells you, saying only is not enough. Don't take the word. People say we believe and they become believers automatically. In the sight of Allah, they are disbelievers. Yes, to us, that's sufficient because we cannot judge people. But in reality, saying only is not enough. Next ayah, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And in another narration, وَمَا يُخَادِعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They try to deceive Allah and those who believe, while they only deceive themselves and perceive it not. Again, what do you learn from this ayah? Any lessons?
They lie to them. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned their lies, that they're liars again.
How they lie? They try to deceive. They don't lie, but
deception
could be a form of lying. Okay.
And they deceive themselves, but they don't know it yet. They will find out in judgment day.
Yes. What do we have from the students online? Because they are disbelievers, they think that Allah does not know what's in their hearts. So this is the nature of the hypocrite. The hypocrite is what? Is a deceiving person. Who's affected by the hypocrites? Now, could they cause harm to Muslims? Of course. But in reality, who's mostly harmed?
Themselves.
They are harming themselves. What do you understand from this? If someone thinks that he is harming you, he's stealing from you, he wants to steal $100, every time he wants to steal $100, he spends $150. He spends more to steal less. He thinks that he's doing something good. What do you call this man?
Stupid.
Exactly. Hypocrites are stupid. They are insane. Why? Because Allah said, they perceive it not. Allah is reminding you here in this ayah that they try to deceive, so be careful. Be careful. Hypocrisy, this is a very important thing. You cannot see it. If you see someone, you say this is a hypocrite, that's not a hypocrite because it's in the heart. So you cannot judge people. Never ever tell someone he's a hypocrite. You may see some signs. So when you see these signs, what do? You stay away. You be careful because you remind yourself that this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. Evil deeds could blind your heart. They try to deceive people, but they only deceive themselves. And they don't see it. Why? Because of their evil doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that whenever you do evil deed after evil deed, consecutively, what will happen? Your heart is sealed. So now you're blind. Even if you see, you are blind. في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون بما كانوا يكذبون. In their hearts is a disease, and Allah has increased their disease. A painful punishment is theirs because they used to tell lies. Okay. Any more lessons? In their hearts is a disease.
It's the hypocrisy. It's a disease.
Hypocrisy is disease. It's a chronic disease. Why? What are the most difficult diseases to treat, to cure? Heart diseases. And their disease is not easy. Therefore, it's very difficult to guide a hypocrite, to make him believe again. Why? Because his disease is not physical disease, it is in the heart.
It's an emotional disease.
It is in the heart.
Even doctors, he can only cure the physical diseases in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Physically.
Yeah. Who's the most paid doctor?
Heart doctors.
Heart doctors. Cardiology.
Brain doctors, they say there's a relation between them.
Yeah.
But they don't understand it.
So again, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. If your eye stopped seeing, are you still alive?
Yes.
Yes. But if your heart stopped beating,
then you're dead.
Exactly. So again, the disease of the heart is very dangerous. What else? What can we learn from this ayah? A painful punishment is theirs because they used to tell lies. What do you learn from this?
Well, they already have a disease, but Allah makes it worse.
Allah makes it worse. Does that mean Allah helps people? Allah deceives people? Allah does not guide people? Instead of guiding them, He increased their disease? Is this justice?
Well, because they're firm in what they're doing, and they persist, so persistent in what they're doing, and they believe in their hypocrisy, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can only increase them in what they believe in.
They persist on their hypocrisy, they insist on it, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only increases them. But again, isn't Allah so merciful? Shouldn't Allah guide them instead of increasing their misguidance?
That's what they want.
That's what they want. Imagine if there is a mother and she's asking her son always to stay away, to stay away, to stay away, and he refuses every time. Eventually, what she will do? Wouldn't she let him? You deserve it. Allah is more merciful than the mother with her children. But if that's what you want, Allah showed you the two ways and told you this is the right way, this is the wrong way. Yet you insisted on the wrong way. Fine, you take it. You wanted it. You want this. You insist on it. So take it. That's justice. Allah, He guided you. He showed you the true religion, the right path, the straight path, and you don't want it. What else can we learn from this ayah? A painful punishment is theirs. It's waiting for the hypocrites, the painful punishment. They will be punished more than the disbelievers. Will they be punished eternally? What do you think? Of course, they are disbelievers. The hypocrites are liars. That's what Allah says. Because of what they lie, because of the lies they said. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. This is one of the nature characteristics of the hypocrite. This is his nature, that he is a liar.
And because of their intention with those lies also, is intention just to hurt Islam and Muslims,
mm-hmm.
not just for worldly gain. Their lies are not to gain.
They intend to harm the believers. Because they try to deceive. Ayah number 11. It's about mischief. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. And when it is said to them, do not make mischief on the earth, they say, we are only peacemakers. Don't you have people, they are causing mischief, and when you tell them, why you do this, and they tell you we are peacemakers. Of course, countries, presidents, leaders of the countries. They kill innocent people. They cause wars. Why you are doing this? They are peacemakers. They are not increasing their money, their wealth. No, they are peacemakers. What do you learn from this ayah?
Well, this goes back to the part where hypocrites are liars.
Hypocrites are liars, yeah. But here in particular, in this ayah, they are given the guidance, but they refuse to take it. Do not make mischief. You learn from this that they are mischievous. The hypocrites are mischievous. What do you learn also?
The guidance says also warning for them, but they still don't listen. And they lie and say, we're peacemakers.
أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. This ayah is related to the previous ayah. Verily, they are the ones who make mischief, but they perceive not.
Is Muslim peacemakers or people that prepare?
Yeah. Reformers, peacemakers, it's the same. Verily, they are the ones who make mischief. Who are the true mischievous? According to the ayah, the hypocrites. What's the mischief they cause? Was there any battle between the hypocrites and the believers? No.
Well, they sided with...
With the Jews, with the disbelievers. But they themselves, did they fight the Muslims?
No, they did not.
They supported. So what's the mischief they caused? There was not anything physical, tangible.
They withdrew.
The mischief, the true mischief is disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are causing mischief. Because Allah knows what's best for you. Allah knows that the true religion is Islam. Allah wants from you to build this earth. By disbelieving in Allah, you are causing mischief. That's the true mischief, the real mischief.
And also trying to destroy the religion itself and kill Muslims.
Yeah.
And that also mischief.
How they cause mischief? By disbelieving in Allah and the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By lying, you're causing mischief. By trying to deceive people. By helping the enemies of Islam, just in the battle of Al-Ahzab.
Between the Muslims, knowing what's going on and then...
Yes, exactly. Why the matter of the hypocrites is dangerous? Because they are not visible. You think they are with you. Now the disbelievers, you know they are your enemies. But the true enemy is the one that you don't know he's your enemy. You trust him. And he turns against you. So these are examples of the mischief of the hypocrites. Lying to the people. Disbelieving in Allah and the Messenger of Allah. Helping the enemies of Islam. And many other types. So the hypocrites are the real mischief people. Many times people, even the criminals, when they kill someone, if they are asked why you did that, do they say, I did the most horrible thing? Or they say, he deserves it. I'm innocent, right? Why? That's what they think. The shaitan comes to them, beautifies their actions. This is one of the worst things. قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ عَمَالًا. Say, shall we inform you of the most losers, those who lost their deeds, those who do evil and they think they are doing good deeds. That's exactly what the hypocrites are doing. They say we are peacemakers, but actually in reality, they are causing mischief. Again, it's not sufficient to say things only. They said we are peacemakers. Was it accepted from them? Where is the evidence that you are peacemakers? You have to prove evidence for what you say. وَالدَّعَاوَى إِن لَمْ تَقُمْ عَلَيْهَا بَيِّنَاتٌ أَصْحَابُهَا أَدْعِيَاءُ. If you claim something without a proof, without evidence, it remains a claim only. It cannot be true. It cannot become a fact. In order for it to become a fact, you need an evidence. If you say you are peacemaker, where is the evidence? Again, many people, they think they are doing good things. So do not think that anyone who thought he is doing a good deed, it's really a good deed. This is a reminder for us. Many times we think this is the best thing we can do. You have to question yourself always. We learn this from the story of the hypocrites. Because they say we are peacemakers. They are doing the worst deeds. And they think they are peacemakers. So, not everyone who does a good deed, he's really doing a good deed. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And when it is said to them, believe as the people believe. They say, shall we believe as the fools have believed? Verily, they are the fools, but they do not know. I want you here again. And when it is said to them, believe as the people believe. Who's the people? Believe as the people believe. Who's the people? replace the people with a suitable word. What do you say? Yes. Righteous. Believe as the righteous believed. That's true. Can you be more specific? Who are the people who believed?
Prophets.
Prophets? How many prophets were at the time of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
Only one.
So it's not prophets.
So weaker people from Mecca?
Who are they? Companions.
Companions.
Exactly. Believe as the companions believed. They were the ones who believed. What was the response? Shall we believe as the fools? Who did they mean by the fools? Again, the companions.
The hypocrites are called the companions of fools.
Exactly, that's the nature of the hypocrites. What's the nature of the hypocrites? Degrade, insult, wrong the companions, the believers. Verily, they are the fools, but they do not know.
The Quran is saying that actually the hypocrites are the real fools, not the companions.
Yes. So again, the hypocrites are fools. Yes.
First, who asked them to believe? And if someone asked them to believe, they knew at the time that they did not believe.
Exactly. That's a good question. Now, if they are asked to believe, and they said to those who told them to believe, do you want us to believe like the fools? That means they were known as hypocrites. How could this happen? Well, again, at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were a group of people. They said, we believe, but they were hypocrites. Now, of this group, there were some people guided. And they saw what's going on. And they believed. So they came back to the other people because they knew that they are disbelievers. And they reminded them, why don't you believe? Or from other people that they don't know their reality. They just come to them and they tell them, believe. They may not respond to them directly, but between them they say, shall we believe as the fools believed? So there are two ways to interpret this ayah. The hypocrites are arrogant. We learned this from the ayah. Why? They considered the believers fools, while they are the real fools. But because of their arrogance, they don't see that. Inviting hypocrites, calling them to Islam is very difficult. Again, because if that's their response, do you want us to believe like the fools? Because their disease in their hearts, it is really difficult to guide them.
Well, isn't it like the hypocrites, they're turning their backs on the true religion, right?
Yeah.
So it's hard to make them turn around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like is Safi, I don't know, Safi al-Qawm or Aba?
No, Safi, what's the meaning of Safa? The what's the meaning of fool? What's the meaning of stupid?
Someone doesn't use their senses.
Someone does not use his senses. In Arabic, linguistically, safa, they call it khiffat al-aql. They say like if the wise man, they try to rationalize it or to give you tangible thing. If the brain of the wise man, his smartness, were to be measured like 1 pound, the fool, his smartness is only 1/5. Because he's fool. That's the meaning of foolishness. The safa. Khiffat al-aql. Another lesson we learn from this ayah, when they say, do you want us to believe like the fools? That belittling the believers, making fun of them, is one of the characteristics of the hypocrites. Do you want us to believe like the fools? They make fun of the believers. Hypocrites are the most ignorant people. They are not only arrogant, but also they are ignorant. Why? Because they don't know that they are the real fools. Who's the real fool? It's you. You don't believe, and you call others fools while you are the real fool. So they are the true ignorant people, the hypocrites. Allah defends His believers. Again, this is a lesson we learn from this ayah. Why? Because Allah responded to their claims. There is no need for you to reply to them. Allah will defend you. Ala innahum humus sufaha. Who said that? Indeed, they are the true fools. Who said that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is defending His believers, His slaves. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. And when they meet those who believe, they say, we believe. But when they are alone with their devils, they say, truly, we are with you. Verily, we were but mocking. اللَّهُ يَسْتَهْزِئُ بِهِمْ وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُمْ. Allah mocks at them and leaves them increasing in their deviation to wander blindly. Okay, what do we learn from these two ayat again? And when they meet those who believe, they say, we believe. Why they say that? Why they say that from the outside? Why don't they? They are afraid. They are cowards. Exactly. That's one of the characteristics of the hypocrites. They are cowards. If they are brave, they would say, we are disbelievers. They are afraid. They are scared. But when they are alone with their devils, they say, truly, we are with you. What does that tell you? One time they say, we believe. Another time they say, we are with you. We don't believe. They are confused. They are hesitated. They don't have security, peace. Yes. And when they are alone with their devils, what do we mean by their devils? Which shaitan? Who are the devils?
Their friends.
Their friends? Why doesn't the ayah say their friends? Who are their devils? Who are their friends?
There is shaitan al-ins and shaitan al-jinn.
There are devils from human beings and from jinn. So what's the meaning of this ayah here? Again, Imam al-Kathir rahimahullah mentioned that. It could be their leaders, like Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. They're devils. These are the devils. Or it could be their supporters from the Jews who encouraged them to disbelieve in the Prophet ﷺ. Or it could be devils from the jinn, like the shaitan. It could be. There are several meanings. So what do you learn from this ayah? One important lesson: to choose the good company, the good friend. Because their devils increased them, encouraged them to disbelieve. You need a good friend if you are going astray to bring you back to the straight path. You don't want someone to increase you in deviation, in misguidance. It is very important to choose the good company. Again, the cowardice and the humiliation of the hypocrites. They are afraid, they are scared, they are cowards. They cannot say we are disbelievers. So they think that they are strong, but actually they are weak. Because they are hesitated. Is there someone watching us? If there is nobody, they declare their kufr. If there is someone, they say they are believers. Now, we will move to the example of the hypocrites. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listed to you their characteristics, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a physical example again for the hypocrites. And this is the eloquence of the Quran. Now, I will stop here inshallah. With this we will end our session. Your job now is to list the characteristics that Allah mentioned. This is for you. It is an assignment, you don't have to turn it in. Try to list how many characters mentioned for the hypocrites in this ayat. What?
The next few ayahs.
What about them?
From 14 to 15.
Yes.
15. 6 to 15.
From 8 to 15.